Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Ben Ridgway, and we're going to talk about kind of Azure Security 101. Does it just handle everything for me, right? That's what the cloud's supposed to do.
Well, I think that one of the most important things that you need to know when you're deploying an application to the cloud is understanding the scope of what the platform provides for you versus what your responsibility is as the tenant. There are differences depending on what offering you choose. So whether you choose Azure Virtual Machines or you're deploying to web roles or worker roles, the way that you architect your application will really define what the security measures you need to take yourself versus what the things are that the platform will do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Azure offers basically a number of different tiers of service offerings. We offer infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and then we have certain offerings that kind of fit more in the software as a service model.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those, the scope is different. And also, with Windows Azure Virtual Networks, we allow the customer to build hybrid deployments where you connect your Azure deployment back to your on-premises network. And that adds a different aspects, different vectors to the security of your deployment.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I think that one of the most important things to know is scope. I say that on my slides, the most important lesson in cloud security is understanding your scope. Know the division between what your responsibility is as a customer versus the platform capability and what the platform gives to you.
So you shouldn't really take anything for granted, right? I mean, I think that I try to explain to people that Azure is not just hosting from Microsoft.
Right.
Right. Certainly, if I fire up a virtual machine and throw it up on my $5 host, I'm provided exactly zero security out of the box.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's kind of a couple different levels here. So. Well, we can start out quickly running through the platform as a service, web roles, and work roles.
Okay.
So if you leave your application on the start version of the operating system, Microsoft will patch, will provide Windows updates for you, and without you really having to do anything at all. That keeps your application, that keeps the underlying operating system secured.
Right. When I do Azure websites, I haven't thought about OS updates, Patch Tuesday, or any of those things, really, ever.
And that's kind of the goal. When security is easy to do, people do security. And that's one of the things that we try to give you with platforms as a service. One of the other things that's very easy to do in platform as a service is logging. There are logging libraries that will move your system logs, your application logs, things like that, off to your table storage account,
mm-hmm.
So without you really having to do much in the way of additional development work.
No, I just flip a switch and logs show up.
There it goes, exactly.
And I don't even actually think about truncating the logs and all those other things either.
Exactly. It will handle rolling and stuff like that. Now, granted, if you need have special data retention requirements, you're going to have to pull those off yourself.
Because I understand my scope.
As you understand your scope, exactly.
Nice.
One of the other things that platform as a service gives you is kind of some automatic ACL configuration.
Access control lists.
So when you have internal endpoints that define how your different roles talk to one another,
mm-hmm.
and the underlying platform will automatically configure all that stuff and basically lock down communication so only roles with the right endpoints can talk to each other.
Mm.
In addition, when you set up an external endpoint, that's the external world, the internet's way into your application.
Mm-hmm.
OS configuration, the platform does a little bit of OS configuration for you. It sets up your application, it deploys your application package. But we also give you the ability through startup tasks to do whatever else you want to do to customize your operating system for you. If there are very specific things you need to do, you can do those through startup tasks.
And presumably you could do something stupid.
Presumably you could do something stupid that way. So we always encourage people not do something stupid. One of the final things that we have for platform as a service is RDP on demand. So. Visual Studio, you open up your application, you check the box, say, I want to enable RDP. You provide certificates, and it sets it all up for you, and then you have very secure RDP access into your application.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we understand that platform as a service is not perfect for everybody. It requires rewriting some applications, and one of the things that customers had always said is, and want infrastructure as a service. They want to have control of the entire VM.
Right.
And so with infrastructure as a service, Azure Virtual Machines, you kind of have a little bit of a different, you have a different scope. So for example, you're in charge of operating system updates. We ship images with Windows Update enabled by default, but we don't really take an active role in managing your virtual machines. It's up to you as the customer, as the tenant, to take
right.
care of that stuff.
When I explained this to my wife, I was telling her that platform as a service is like getting a hotel room, and you can basically trash it, and it'll be put right back where
exactly.
you left it. But this is like your first house.
Yes, you really want to keep it nice. You have to manage the upkeep of it. And
somebody's got to do the gutters.
That's right. One of the other things, again, manual logging. If you need to pull the events off, that's something that you have to do yourself. We always recommend that people watch the virtual machines, watch their systems, because your logs will tell you very quickly when something is going wrong.
So I really don't have to do that on a platform situation.
You don't have to do that on a platform as a service, because it's a platform, something the platform provides for you. Access control lists, while Azure provides external ACLs through your external endpoints, the sort of internal endpoints doing basically VM-to-VM communication within your subscription, that's something that you have to do manually yourself. We always recommend that customers who have a set of virtual machines running together in an application, you put them on a virtual network, because that provides you with a little bit of extra isolation between all those VMs.
Mm.
Kind of builds a nice little security bubble around there, and then you poke holes to the internet through the outside world using external endpoints.
So that's a best practice. If I've got more, if someone's listening and they have got three or four virtual machines, they really need to get those guys on their own network.
Yeah, use Windows or Azure virtual networks to contain your VMs. Again, as you might imagine, with infrastructure as a service, OS configuration is entirely up to you.
Pretty much.
Again, that's one of the biggest benefits,
yeah.
And it's also one of the things you have to be very mindful of. Windows is secure by default, but if you need to do more hardening, that's something that you need to own yourself. With Linux, you need to do all the things to harden that yourself.
Mm-hmm. Let's return to that previous slide, because I really like this idea of scope, and you've got this nice idea of from on-premises, where you're effectively responsible for everything. The customer is the green part here.
Yes.
They have to worry about their servers, they have to worry about their networking, they have to go down to PC Micro Center and get a new hard drive.
Exactly. If your hard drive breaks, you're hopping in your car and driving out to go get a new one.
Exactly.
We handle that for you.
But software as a service, like for example, Azure Media Services.
Exactly.
I don't really think about anything.
Basically, with something like that, we consider media services, in some ways, Active Directory.
Mm-hmm.
These are software as a service offerings. You provide the configuration for this, and we basically manage everything else. We do security monitoring behind the scenes. We're watching these systems, making sure everything's good. You provide the configuration. Now, there are ways that you can screw up the configuration, and you can get yourself in trouble with insecure configuration. But there's just that much less that you have to worry about as the customer yourself. So I think that actually leads on to kind of my final key thoughts about all of this. One of the primary ways that we see customers getting into trouble is using poor passwords. Poor password hygiene is one of the largest problems across the internet.
Mm.
And customers with SSH and RDP exposed who have weak credentials are really putting themselves at risk. So make sure that you're using strong passwords. Better yet, you can use Azure Virtual Networks basically to connect your on-premises environment back into Azure and do your management through that. That's a really, really easy way to add an additional level of security.
So you're saying never make it so that I can, if I have an enterprise IT box that is in Azure, it's an important box, it's important to my business, don't have it on the open internet. VPN into that?
I'm not saying never to do that. I'm saying that it is an easy way to add additional security.
I see.
There are many times when you can't, you have to be able to access these systems from anywhere.
But when you say use Azure Virtual Networking, are you referring specifically about the idea that I can put all those virtual machines into a virtual network and then either site-to-site VPN or point-to-site?
Exactly. Do that administration over VPN. It's just one extra level. One of the other things, don't build your own authentication. We have wonderful libraries, wonderful systems that will do authentication for you. Microsoft has been doing authentication for years. Use our expertise to help secure your application. Mm-hmm. We provide those things for you. It's really a very secure, very powerful platform capability.
Yeah, I've always said that if the thing you're about to build is not part of your business's core competencies, don't build that thing.
Exactly.
Right. If you sell insurance, why are you building an auth system?
Exactly. And it's especially true with security.
Yeah.
Especially true. One of the things that I'm a big fan of is threat modeling process. The Microsoft SDL talks a lot about threat modeling. There are some wonderful books about it. There is really no better way to figure out threats and mitigations for your application than at design time. It's best to know this stuff beforehand, as early as possible, and then build mitigations in from the very beginning.
Wasn't there a resource that you wrote that we can point people
to? As a matter of fact, yes. So I was the principal author on security best practices for Azure solutions. And basically we have all of these topics plus a lot more all put together in one white paper, along with several pages at the very end of more in-depth resources that developers can use.
Okay, cool. So we're digging into Security 101 here on Azure Friday, and check out future videos as we dig deeper into security solutions.